What's up, my fellow emo, pop, punk, metalcore music lovers? Matrix here, and you are locked into the Matrix Music Review Podcast, the only place to get your alt-rock music fix. And we are back. I know it's been a delay. It's been a little crazy in my personal life with some work things going on, and then I've had shows and all these other different things. So I know it's been a minute since we got together and did some album reviews, and I asked y'all on Instagram if you wanted one long podcast or a couple broken up. And y'all wanted some smaller ones broken up. So that's how we're going to run it. So we're going to do a two-parter here to catch up on the ones that I haven't got to yet. And then in terms of the ones that were released last week, which was a absolutely gigantic week for releases last week. We're talking Imminence. We're talking Fluorescence. We're talking Letters Sent Home. And goddamn, they all delivered in very different ways and very impressive ways. So I'm looking forward to talking about that one, but we're going to catch up first and we're going to talk about ones that I missed in the past. Now look, I am only talking about, I think, 8 total albums here. I listened to some other ones, but I just do not have the energy to talk about all these albums in full. If you guys really want a review on some of these, I'm going to talk about ones that I listened to real quick. So I listened to Boundaries. I listened to While She Sleeps. I listened to, hold on y'all, I'm rolling through Spotify right now. I listened to the EP from Amira Elfkey. I listened to the Archetypes Collide Deluxe, which really was only 2 extra tracks, so I can put them on the playlist if y'all really want to know how I felt about those. I listened to, I'm legit scrolling through Spotify right now, so I'm trying to see what else I missed that I didn't talk about or that I'm not talking about. The Bayside album, I'm not talking about that one. I did listen to Ryan Oak's new album, but I don't know that that really fits with our podcast here, but I did listen to it. It was pretty solid. I'm not doing a review on the acoustic Chief State EP, but that was pretty solid as well. And I'm sure there's some other albums or EPs that I'm missing in all of this, but those were the main ones that I know that I had thought about potentially looking back at and doing a full review of, but I just don't have the time to get through all of those. And quite honestly, I'm just going to go through the ones that definitely stood out a little bit more or that were a little bit bigger for me. So hope y'all are okay with that. If not, like I said, if you really want full reviews of some of these albums, just let me know. I'll be happy to do a full review of them at a later point. But for right now, we're going to catch up with those album reviews. As I always do, I'm letting you know that Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok is at Matrix Music Review. If you want to stay in touch and stay up to date, Instagram's the best place to do that. I'm not super active on Twitter or on TikTok, but Instagram is definitely where I live in terms of daily, weekly updates for everything. Playlist will be linked in the description of this episode. Make sure you're following that and staying up to date on all of the new tracks, not only the ones that we talk about here on the podcast, but other ones that I am listening to throughout the weeks. I add to that almost every week, and there's going to be a huge update when this podcast drops to get up to date on some of the ones that I missed in the past. And as I always do, make sure if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Music, I'm going to ask that you leave a 5-star review, as well as share this podcast with some friends, family, anybody that you know that may be looking for a new podcast or just likes alternative music. Introduce them to Matrix Music Review, and let's continue to grow our little community of alt-rock music lovers. So with that, we're going to jump into part one of our album reviews, and the first album we're going to talk about is Hot Mess by 408. Now look, y'all know that I'm a big 408 fan, and this is probably one of those albums that I would say was definitely on the top of my list in terms of highly anticipated albums, full lengths this year. And when you get 408, obviously you can draw a Blink-182 comparison. You can draw some of those pop punk comparisons that we've heard in the past. And I think 408 does a really smart thing with starting an album off with Remember Her Like That. That song is still one of my favorites, and it really kind of blasts you into that pop punk sound that really is 408. And it's kind of that old school pop punk sound that we've all fell in love with, that we all know and love, but it's got that modern twist on it, so it doesn't feel like they're trying to be something that they're not, or they're trying to go back to those early 2000s, 2010s, where that was kind of a radio popular sound or it was a mainstream popular sound. They're not trying to do that. They're their own thing. They are their own band, and that's kind of what makes 408 so impressive. And right after Remember Her Like That, you get a song called Girl of My Dreams, and basically the whole flow of that is the girl of my dreams is a nightmare. And that track obviously has some things in it that we've all heard. Black Candles, about playing games with the heart, and then saying it's over, then come over, and then all those different things. Those are things that we've obviously heard in the past, but the girl of my dreams is a nightmare. That little tagline is a little bit of a twist that I don't know that I've heard too often. So that was kind of interesting. But I think the best part about these first three songs is the flow into each other, which is kind of hilarious if you think about it. You have Remember Her Like That, where he's really thinking of, you know, trying to remember this girl and remember those good times. And then talking about how this girl of his dreams is such a nightmare and there's so many problems going on. And then flowing right into a song called Break Up With Your Girlfriend. And it's all about how this girl wants you to break up with your girlfriend because it's not working and they would be so much better together. And that's just hilarious to me because you have these kind of like ebbs and flows just in these first three songs that kind of sets the stage for, okay, is that how this whole album's going to go? Are we going to be constantly in this state of, are they together? Aren't they together? You know, whatever it may be. So it was kind of an interesting twist in album structure there from 408 as well that I noticed. But I think this album doesn't necessarily do that flow well, because right after those three, then you have a run of Hot Mess and Situationship, which just kind of feel out of place in this entire album. I feel like they're okay. There's nothing really special about those two songs. They're not my favorites on this album. And, you know, you kind of have that like three song hit with Remember Her Like That, Girl of My Dreams, and then Break Up With Your Girlfriend, which I thought were all really strong tracks. Then you bust into those two, which are like, all right, they're not the best. And then you flow into two tracks like Life Goes On and Down, which are massive, massive successes on this album. You know, Life Goes On is kind of that slower, scaled back track that I feel like all pop punk albums kind of have at least one of those on there. And this one's very nostalgic, looking about, you know, how life's always going to go on and life's always going to, you know, want to remember those memories of us together and things like that. But Down really is the one that I gravitated towards completely, because Down is just such a classic pop punk summer windows down riding around song. I mean, there's nothing flashy about it. It doesn't try to be something that it isn't. When 408 leans into this style, this Down style track, where it's classic pop punk sounding and, you know, they just let their talent take over, that's where they really shine. And that's where I feel like I definitely wanted to see that more, but I feel like they did take some chances, which I can appreciate that as well with some of these tracks. So I think overall this album is one of those that I don't know really how to respond to it, right? Because there's tracks on there that are really strong. Life Goes On, Down, Remember Her Like That. And then there's tracks on there that just like don't really make sense. You know, we got Situationship and Hot Mess, which just kind of feel a little out of place. And, you know, I feel like if you took those two out, this album would be really tight and really pulled together. But I can also understand why those tracks made it on there as well. I think they may be experimenting with some different sounds, different styles, and I like that. I like when artists take those chances. So, you know, overall, I'm going to give this a 7.8 out of 10. I think it's a very fun album. I'm still very, very high on 408. I think they are one of those bands that's in that next line of, you know, stars and next line of scene staples that, you know, when we are looking back, you know, 10, 15, 20 years on from now, we're going to be looking at the 408s, the Mag Parks, the Arrows in Action, like we're looking at Fall Out Boy and Good Charlotte and yellow card in Mayday Parade now. So I have that kind of faith in them. So I'm looking forward to seeing what else they have in store for us this year. If you haven't heard it yet, go check out Hot Mess by 408. Next up is Everything You Wanted by If Not For Me. This is the metalcore band's second album, and comparison-wise, they're probably along the lines of Catch Your Breath, of Virtue, kind of in that wheelhouse. But I was super interested in hearing this album. I'd only heard one of the singles off of this, and once I listened to it, it really delivered. It was definitely an album that, like I said, I went into it really excited and really looking forward to checking it out. And, you know, all throughout it, we have this heavy melodic flow, and the flow of those two things together flowed perfectly. No Thanks to You was a big standout in terms of tracks on here. And it kind of continued the theme of kind of being disappointed by someone and just trying to understand that disappointment or trying to process that disappointment. And that was like kind of a theme throughout this entire album. But another thing that really stood out besides, you know, that individual track or the heavy melodic flow was just the blast that you got whenever a chorus came in. You know, it kind of felt like you got smacked in the face. And it was almost like the chorus is just demanding your attention. And this band is just demanding your attention every time they put a chorus out for you. And even a track like the title track, Everything You Wanted, there's a line in there with the lyricism as well that's got, "While you haunt all that's left of my memory and it kills me slow, the look on your face is an honesty I've never known." And that is just such a line and such a way of saying that it almost feels like the person's getting caught and they're trying to be honest with you and they're trying to, you know, tell you what's going on. And it's an honesty that you've really never seen before, or never seen from them before. So it's interesting to hear a line like that in a heavier side, but also being delivered sometimes in a melodic form. And I think that's what made If Not For Me really stand out. And this is another one of those albums. I feel like we've gotten a lot of these this year where it's a very tight 10-track album where there's not much to miss. There's not much to play around with. And If Not For Me kind of just hit a home run with this one for me. This is one of those heavy albums, heavy melodic albums that kind of goes right up there with that being as an Ocean album for me in terms of where I'm ranking it for the year. And I loved it. I think overall it's going to be an 8.8 out of 10 for me. And that's really high for a band like this that I really didn't have a whole lot of familiarity with going in, but it's definitely been an album that I put on repeat. So if you haven't heard it yet, go check out Everything You Wanted by If Not For Me. The next album up is Cure from Era. This is the sixth album from Era, and it is heavy. This album is one of the heavier ones that I usually listen to. I mean, you guys know I'm not a huge heavy core person yet. I'm working on it. I'm still getting into some of that stuff. But this Era album, man, was unbelievably lyrical. And the lyrical wordplay on this was just stupid. I mean, almost every song, I found myself just like reading the lyrics, kind of like it was a fantasy novel or something like that, because I was just so ingrained in it and so focused on what was being said in the song. And I'm just like painting these pictures in my head as I'm reading these lyrics and listening to this music from Era, that it was just, it's an experience that I really haven't had much with albums. I mean, Sleep Token can do that to me, and I'll definitely admit that this new Imminence album kind of has that same effect, but Era's album really kind of stood out. And I think what stood out was that it's not just like a standard metalcore album or a metal album at all. I think it's one of those where, because the lyricism is so interesting and so, it has this like almost gravitational pull to it that you just gravitate towards it, that it makes it so much more interesting. You know, and they have all these little like one-liners that make you think. You know, last year I talked about water parks, right? And I talked about water parks being kind of the kings of the one-liners. And theirs are very witty and very fun. But Era has these lines that are just explosive and dynamic. You know, you have a song like Rumor of Light where you get a line that says, wait for a change at the expense of motion. And I'm still trying to figure some of these out, right? Like, we're waiting for a change, but it's at the expense of motion. So in order to make this change, we have to move. And that is just a very weird way of saying it. It kind of makes you think and makes your brain hurt a little bit sometimes when you're listening to some of these things. But then you have a song like Idlewild. And there is a line that says, oscillating fates are weaving in the thicket of darkened nights to paralyze. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that? Like, how am I supposed to listen to that and even formulate a thought on a line like that? That is just unbelievably, it's deep, it's different, it's, I mean, you tell me the last time you heard a song that said oscillating fates, or a song other than Tyler Childers in the country scene that says thicket. Like, this is unreal. And it's one of these reviews with this album that, like, I really don't want to talk about anything else because the wordplay is so good. Like, I want everybody to go listen to this album. Even if you're not a metalcore heavier fan, I feel like this is an album you have to at least go listen to, or if at the very least, read the lyrics and tell me that you're not intrigued to hear what is being said in these songs. I think Slow Sour Bleed is probably one of my favorite tracks off of this album. And it's because, again, it has a line in there that is just one of those fun lines that, like, I can't wrap my head around. It says, are we men or deserted islands with origins unknown to define our violence? Again, I really have no fucking clue what is being said here, and I'm not really quite sure what to do with it, but I just know that when I'm listening to it and it's coming through my headphones, it sounds so good and it sounds so intriguing that I've just continued to listen to that track over and over again just to hear that line. And overall, I really can't break this album down much because it was just such a difficult album to review because of how focused in on the lyricism I was that I felt like I really wasn't even listening to the music that was behind it. I know that it sounded good because I'm listening to all the words that are being said, but I never really felt myself listening so much into the production like I do on some of these other ones. But this album overall was really, really fun. I had a great time dissecting the lyrics and listening to all the different things on here. I think this is an album that if you're a lyricism fan or you look for lyricism in songs, not so much the production, this is an album that you're really going to love and gravitate towards this year. So I'm going to give it another 8.8 out of 10, very similar to my last review for If Not For Me. This is one of those fun albums and definitely one that stood out for me this year. So if you haven't heard it yet, go check out Cure by Era. And the last album for part one is an EP, and it is Do Not Resuscitate by The Haunt. This follows up from their last EP, which came out, I believe, in September. And they have such a fun pop rock sound that it's very easy to enjoy this band. And it's very easy to find yourself enjoying all of the different songs that come on a very short and compact EP like this. Little Like Hell is still one of my favorites. I know that I've talked about that in the past. You know, it's basically talking about just this messed up relationship and how you're messing up a relationship with just one reckless night out and it feeling a little bit like hell. And it's done in such a, I keep saying it, easy to consume way, because after coming off of an album like Cure from Era, like, I need some easy to digest lyrics, sounds, and The Haunt fit that perfectly. And I think it's just a band that I've really gravitated towards. I know that last year I was big on I Know This Won't Go Over Well, and just almost everything that they did last year really stood out and was something that anytime a new track came out, I found myself adding it to the playlist or, you know, talking about it on the podcast. And when I think about their sound, I'm talking about them as a pop rock sound. And I think they're a little bit grittier than like the pop rock sound of Honey Revenge, but they still are along those same lines. They're not as poppy in that sense. I think Honey Revenge is a little bit more pop than in the pop rock side, but I think The Haunt definitely leans into the rock side of the pop rock side, but they both have those kind of similarities. And I also love one of the other tracks on here called Morally Incompetent. It's all about just kind of partying just because and having a good time because you're all morally incompetent and that's kind of your people and who you associate with. And this is just a fun 6-song, very compact EP. I think it's one that everybody will like, everybody will enjoy. So I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5 for an EP. It's a very fun, good time. I think it's one that everybody would love to go check out. If you haven't done it yet, go do it. Do Not Resuscitate by The Haunt. I'm finishing off part one with a couple of top tracks from March. I know we usually do a top 5 countdown, but I'm just going to give you a couple. So 3 on this one and then a couple more on the next podcast. So one of my top tracks from March was Silence by Maybe Someday. Guys are fast risers on my radar right now. Almost everything they've put out lately has been something that I've gravitated towards. You guys know how big I was on Borderline last year. So go check out Silence if you haven't heard it yet. Old Neon has a new track out called Keep Your Misery, and they are such a fun pop punk band to check out. I know that they are still in the process of kind of blowing up a little bit, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that I saw that they're on some festivals this year and doing a ton of shows around. So if you get a chance, go check them out live and let me know how they are. They're one of those bands that I haven't been able to check out live yet, but I'm dying to. So let me know what you think of this new one from Old Neon. And then, of course, the last one for March is Cold by Arrows in Action. Very interesting track choice as potentially a lead single for their next album. I think Cold is one of those mid-tempo tracks from them that could kind of go either way, but they did the same thing last year when they released the credits, and it works. It sounds good. It's really all there is to say about that new track, one of my favorites so far this year. That wraps it up for part one of the album roundup that we're trying to do to catch up on everything. Stay tuned. Part two is going to be released the same day as part one, so you guys can listen to part one and then go listen to part two, or take a break and come back to part two, however you want to do it. But as always, thanks for listening. I will see you guys over on part two, where I'll do a full outro for you.